Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 18, we were taught that once Babylon was destroyed, it has never again been inhabited. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, as you continue in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 39, it says, "Therefore, the wild beast of the desert, with the wild beast of the islands, shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever. Neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation." As we've said, many have tried to go back into Babylon and reestablish it, but it hasn't gone on from generation to generation. And you'll notice that he said there in verse 39, forever, when talking about Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon. Again, they may dwell in it for a while, but God made it dry and desolate, and they're not going to continue in it. Verse 40 of Jeremiah 50 says, "As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein." Now, isn't it interesting that God says, "I'm going to destroy Babylon, and never again is it going to be inhabited"? And I want you to know what I mean by that. As an example, I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, God says, and its neighbor cities. And just like no man abides in Sodom and Gomorrah, no man is going to abide in Babylon any longer. Now, if you're going to be consistent and say that the old Babylon, that old city, is raised up again and becomes the major political city of the world, then it seems like Sodom will be raised up, and it also will be like it was many years ago. Now, friend, God says what he means, and he makes no mistakes or misapplications. When he used Sodom and Gomorrah as an example, he basically was saying, when I say that it's not going to be brought up again, it's not going to be resurrected again, this city is not going to be vibrant once again, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. That should be enough for any of us. Now, let's look at another passage in Jeremiah chapter 25. Now, this one will be verses 9 through 12. Jeremiah 25, verses 9 through 12. And again, these are talking about old Babylon of Nebuchadnezzar's day. That old Babylon was destroyed. Notice what it says, beginning in verse 9. "Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land," that is against Israel, "and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle." Now, he's saying of the destruction he's going to bring when he brings Babylon against them. And then verse 11, he says, "And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Now, here he uses the terms desolation, perpetual desolations, utterly destroyed. And we may think of what we just read in Revelation 18. However, in this passage, not speaking of Babylon in Jeremiah here now. He's talking about Israel and the lands Babylon conquers, but specifically Israel and Judah, that they would be in captivity 70 years. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2, spoke of these 70 years. He says Jeremiah's prophecy was about to be fulfilled, and the years of the captivity were about to end for the children of Israel. They could go back into the land. And so for 70 years it was desolate. It was an astonishment. Nehemiah heard of that old city, and he wept. But the thing is that as desolate and as perpetual as it is, it's not forever. And so God now brings that part to an end, and Israel continues. But it never says that about this old Babylon, that it will continue like it did Jerusalem and Israel. He said in verse 12 of Jeremiah 25, "And it shall come to pass when the 7 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations." Again, perpetual desolations, but in this situation, there's no end to it. Now, there's a final passage in Jeremiah I want to share with you to, again, drive home this point. And that is Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 34 through 37. Verse 39, and verses 43 and 44. First of all, Jeremiah 51, verse 34. "Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause, and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea, and make her springs dry, and Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and a hissing without an inhabitant." Well, that happened, and even to this day, Babylon is not a commodious place in which to dwell. Now, in verse 39, he says, "In their heat I will make their feast, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the Lord." If Babylon is resurrected, as the Roman Empire will be in part, then the sleep is not perpetual. And she does reawaken as the old Roman Empire and Daniel 2's image. In chapter 17, verse 10, speaking of that old Roman Empire, is one is in that passage. One is, in other words, one of those kingdoms is right now, of one of those kings, and that was, at that time, Rome. And the other was yet to come. Verse 11 shows that it was of the seven, and the prophecy was for Rome to be brought up again in not the same form, but it would be brought up again. It would not be of all iron, but be part iron and part clay. But it would be brought up again. But that's not said of Babylon. Now, if we can trace the mystery Babylonian religion from Babylon to Persia to the Etruscan plain and then finally to Rome, why can't it also move politically? You see, is it not Satan's desire to rule the world? And isn't his desire for men to worship him? And so he desires that more than just to establish a world religion. A world religion that might be outside the worship of himself. See, the Antichrist has worked this way through the ages. We all think in my generation of an Adolf Hitler. Then along comes Stalin. And then you get on into even more men of more recent times that had multitudes put to death. And we wonder about these people. And these people yesteryear that had great power and put millions to death. Well, understand, the Lord said that nobody knows the day or the hour of his return. And these people didn't know the day or the hour of the return of Jesus Christ, just as Satan doesn't. So Satan would choose him a man just about in every generation to raise up in case that would be his Antichrist. And I think that knowing that Christ could come at any time, Satan was raising him a man up in any generation that he could. Now, to interpret this as literal Babylon of old in Revelation chapter 18 is totally inconsistent with right methods of interpretation, because the old Babylon of Daniel's day is gone. And this revelation, which speaks of Babylon in Revelation 18, which I believe speaks of Rome, and we've traced it to there because the religion is there, then, my friend, don't try to change the scriptures, because you then would go against methods of interpretation that are scripturally right. Said in verse 43 there of Jeremiah 51, her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nation shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Now, my friend, does the nations not flowing any more unto him, and the wall of Babylon fall, does that not give you the idea of finality? Speaking of that old Babylon, yet, if that old Babylon is raised in the tribulation, then that was not final. Now, friend, here we are on radio, and I'm not trying to make this a college-level course on methods of interpretation. I'm trying to use biblical logic. And I cannot interpret one portion one way and then abandon the way for similar wording in another portion of Scripture. And all this is to show you that this woman of Revelation chapter 17, this Babylon the Great of 17, is the same Babylon the Great of chapter 18. Chapter 17 is prophecy. Chapter 18 is fulfillment. Now, that may not seem important to some, but my friend, there's a lot of weird prophecy out there today, and it only needs a small spin-off as this to develop some way-out philosophy that will mislead multitudes. So that's why we're careful here.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.